It's time now, though, to talk about the Chief Justice public nomination process. And the President is inviting public nominations for the position of the next Chief Justice. We know Mogoeng is on his way out at the beginning of October. And to promote transparency and encourage public participation, the President's decided that South Africans should take part in the choice of the next Chief Justice. To unpack this unprecedented decision, I'm joined now by Nicole Fritz from Freedom Under Law. Nicole, thanks for joining us on this Friday afternoon. What's your take on this announcement by the President?
Good afternoon, Amy, and good afternoon to your viewers. Freedom Under Law welcomes a process which is intended to ensure public participation and greater transparency and scrutiny of the process of selecting the next Chief Justice. I think it's a process which underlines the importance of the role of the Chief Justice in our constitutional democracy. But Freedom Under Law has certain concerns around some of those the persons appointed to the panel that will deliberate in terms of submissions from the public and compile a shortlist, which is then forwarded to the President.
And what are your concerns with that panel? My understanding is that it's an international judge that heads the panel.
Well, it's former judge Navi Pillay, who is a South African judge, but has held very eminent positions abroad and for the UN. So, yes, there are a number of very distinguished persons who are on this panel. Our concern is that there is not one, but two political appointees to this panel from the same political party. Our concern is the potential there to erode independence or undercut the independence of candidates, independence being a basic requirement of any person appointed to the position of judicial officer. And so much more obviously being required of somebody appointed to the post of Chief Justice. We're also concerned that, while we do have very eminent persons like Navi Pillay and Thuli Madonsela, who are familiar with obviously the way in which the judiciary operates, there is no senior or recently retired judge who is on that panel and so will be familiar with the current workings and dynamics within the judiciary, and similarly, there's no representation from senior representatives of the legal profession. And again, we know. Look at the controversy involving Judge President John Schlope, that the judiciary has been mired in controversy. It is also facing unprecedented attack from various political actors. And I think you do need the most eminent qualified person. And I think part of the selection process must involve persons who are senior within the judiciary or have recently retired and so do understand those dynamics and are able to judge that those persons shortlisted, are able to command the respect of their peers, are leaders within the judiciary. So those are the criteria that we would want considered.
Nicole, one of my first thoughts when hearing about the President's announcement was that, yes, it's great for transparency, as you mentioned, but it's also going to add a delay to a process that's already looking like it's running a bit late. We're going to have a period without a Chief Justice, aren't we?
Well, it does look that way. And I think, again, to speak to current developments, I don't think that there has been a time where we have a greater need of a Chief Justice who is able to provide leadership not only to the judiciary but is also able to be a public leader, is able to address the public and offer them reassurance that justice is being dispensed freely and fairly, without favor, without prejudice. And so yes, I think to the extent that this provides it means that the process lags, that we have a period of an acting Chief Justice while there are many eminent qualified judges. I think the worrying effect is that actually we need stabilization and we need a candidate to provide the leadership, and we need it now.
And my last thing, Nicole, is also that, it's great that the public are being invited to participate, but 99% of the public do not know a person that would really qualify to be the Chief Justice, do they?
Well, I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case. I do think, a lot of, a lot of the controversial political cases have attracted widespread public interest. Fora like the Zondo Commission mean that I think individuals, the public is generally able to have a sense as to who within the judiciary command respect appear to be persons who might be qualified to be the Chief Justice. But the job of the panel obviously will to be filter out those nominations of persons who are not qualified, and then to be able to shortlist those who are most appropriate for selection.
Nicole Fritz, as always, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That's the Chief Executive Officer of Freedom Under Law talking to us about the President's decision to invite public nominations for the next Chief Justice.